We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles cornerback Kerry Williams. As the Eagles narrowing down the minutes before Sunday night's game against the Dallas Cowboys, one that decides the NFC East title. And Kerry, we're all fired up about it, right? I mean, you've been through this like recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time. The playoffs, it's a different animal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a different animal. I think, you know, it's a different part of the season, man. It's a huge part of the season. It's one of those parts where, you know, everything's on the line. And every play, every snap means something. And, you know, every play, every snap is a crucial play. And you try your best to be your best on each and every snap, man, as best you possibly can. You know, those guys get paid, too. But you're out there scrapping. It's going to be a battle for 60 minutes.
You know, it's interesting. At your position, every week, reporters surround your locker and they ask you about the next great receiver that you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly every week, is it not?
Yeah, this is the National Football League.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's capable. There are some top talented guys, top receivers here each and every week, and some definitely top tier guys that we faced in the last couple weeks. But, you know, I think we have a great game plan. I think we do a great job in coaching and preparing ourselves each and every week. And when we go out there, we're prepared and we make plays when we can.
Describe Dez. What is Dez Bryant all about? Big, physical, strong, explosive. But I could have said the same thing about Brandon Marshall and mm-hmm. Alshon Jeffery and Larry Fitzgerald and all these other ones you've gone against. Is Dez different in style?
He's a little bit more bulkier, I would say. You know, and he has a little bit more attitude when he brings it to the table. All those other guys are not necessarily finesse guys, but those guys don't necessarily use their girth and their strength in the way that Dez does. And Dez is a tremendous athlete. He's a great competitor. He's a guy that's going to go out each and every snap and try to put his best foot forward. And, you know, I can appreciate a guy like that because it helps me out and make sure that I'm on top of my game each and every play. You know, just because he's a huge talent. But, you know, we welcome this challenge, and, you know, I know it's going to be a huge opportunity for me to go out there and make plays.
Kerry, will he try to engage you both physically and verbally and emotionally and try to get in your head?
Yeah, he's one of those guys, but you know what? You know, we kind of birds of the same feather. You know, I definitely try to use those tactics. You know, in some cases we kind of get too upset, but at the end of the day, I think for the most part, it's a respectable thing. We both respect each other. We understand that we're professionals. We're trying to compete at the highest level we possibly can. And sometimes our emotion gets the best of us. But for the most part, we try to keep it as clean as we possibly can. We don't want to get into any fights, any physical altercations to the point where it changed the game and we're both of us out of the game. We respect each other, like I said. And towards the end of the game or towards the middle of the game, at some point we'll come together and shake hands.
Yeah.
And tap helmets and stuff like that, but it's still going to be competitive from that point on.
You need to have that edge, though. I mean, this is a game of emotion. You got to welcome being physical and being right there emotionally on edge.
Yeah, football is an emotional game. It's a physical game. If you don't play this game with emotion, then you probably don't belong here. You know, and some guys could harness their emotion a little bit better than what I can. I'm more of a
guy. Getting better at it?
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm getting better at it, I will say. You know, just during certain times of the game, you know, I just feel like there's a need for it. And especially if you pushing some of my teammates and stuff like that, I just don't want those things to happen. That's my brother. So I try to make sure that I take care of those guys whenever I can. But for the most part, I'm trying to make sure that I don't hurt the team at the end of the day.
Well, you're playing great football. The whole defense has really come such a long way. And it's amazing. In today's day and age, with all this offense, with these rules that don't allow you to do anything, we've talked about this, 10 of the last 11 games, 21 points or less. When you look at this defense from June to now, tremendous difference?
Yeah, I think we've been growing. I think we've done some things that can help us out each and every week. We've done some great game planning. Like I said, we've done a tremendous job in the coaching, in the classroom. Guys have basically took it upon themselves to understand that, hey, man, the season is on us. And they've been taking onus of their responsibilities, and we all have. And I think that's the biggest thing to our success right now.
You were part of a Super Bowl last year. You can identify characteristics in a team that is ready for this moment. Take us inside the locker room. Tell us, you know, what you're feeling on the practice field, in the locker room, from this young team that largely has not experienced the playoffs.
It's intense, man. We're competing each and every snap. Each and every down, even in practice, is important. Each and every person in that locker room, man. I think we take this moment seriously. Understanding, you know, where we were last year and where we are right now, with our destiny right here in our hands. We understand how serious this situation is and how important it is to each and every member of this organization. And we want to come out on top, man. I think each and every day this week we've prepared well. We've done everything that coaches asked us to do. Now it's up to us to get physically ready, mentally ready, and I think we got guys in the locker room that's ready for that.
I found you to be you're a really interesting guy. I find you're so laid back, and then on the field you know you're a little bit possessed in a good way. and the way you reacted after the loss in Minnesota, I wondered, and I agreed with you. I understood what you meant by losing that game was a wake up call. It was maybe healthy at that time. Do you feel like people understood outside the team understood what you were trying to say?
I don't know.
The people inside the team understand what you were trying to say?
I think a lot of people on the team just have respect for what I have to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they necessarily... Nobody ever came out and said anything about it. That's so funny. But I guess they know I'm going to talk and I'm going to speak my mind. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily anything bad or negative about the team. I just... basically was trying to say something that'll get the guys riled up, and I think I didn't really need to say it anyway because it was something that was already known in the locker room. So, you know, I just said what I said, and, you know, that was just that. It wasn't no disrespect to anybody.
Yeah. Is the national television stage, you get excited about that still at this point in your career?
Yeah, I think it's fun, you know, especially playing out there in the lights, and it's Sunday night. The whole nation and the whole world is looking at you, and, you know, you don't want to get out there and look like a fool.
Yeah,
you know, you want to go out there and play your best football and be on the best you possibly can. And, you know, it's another opportunity, man. And I cherish these moments. These are moments that I could go back and tell my future son or future kids about these moments and spend this time with those guys. And, you know, it's a blessing to be in the position that I am, man. And, you know, I don't take any opportunity that I have playing this football game for granted.
Have you played at that stadium?
Yeah,
crazy place, isn't it?
I actually made the first tackle in that stadium.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. Tell me, do you remember the play?
It was a preseason game,
okay,
so I don't know
so
if
you
they
remember the play.
I don't know if they counted it.
But it's a crazy stadium. It's the first time you go there, it blows you away with the big video board, and it's kind of like a circus there.
Yeah, it's really nice, man. The visiting locker room has a lot of room in it. From what I remember, I think on that play it was Miles Austin giving us a kick return, and I ended up making the saving tackle or whatever. And on the sideline, and it was cool. It was a nice stadium, man. It was something that, you know, that's fit for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, big and ostentatious, and may I say a little bit arrogant. But that's me saying that. That's not you saying that. You don't worry about that. I got a history with the Dallas Cowboys.
I hear you.
Congrats on the fumble recovery last week.
Oh, yeah,
thanks.
That was my
that
first
was nice.
One.
I know.
That's crazy. Yeah, I held on to the football, too.
Yes, you did. Led to a touchdown. Kerry Williams, thanks. No, good luck on Sunday night. Kerry Williams in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll be right back.